It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. Hold on, hold on.
What?
Our day is not over just yet.
Woohoo! USA! USA!
We have an action-packed hour for you 6 p.m. drivers.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Matt Scraby wraps up a full day of live and local sports talk.
And that is the whole problem with aliens. You just can't trust them. Occasionally you meet a nice one, but usually they turn out to be some kind of big lizard.
The Scraby Show starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hello and welcome into the Scraby Show for February 12th, 2025. I'm having issues with my headphones over here. Hey, Chris, stop turning it up so much. Jeez, gosh, I just... Ow, that kind of hurt, honestly. I will make it through. It'll be okay. We are doing something that we've been talking about for 2 weeks. 6:35, we're trying the Beaver Nuggets. I know I've promoted this a lot, but... I'm not sure what is in store for me, because I'm reading the ingredients, and there's a lot in here. I always love the natural flavors. Like, they went outside and they picked a plant, and it was just put in there. But Frank is not going to try them with me.
I'm not?
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you said you couldn't.
No, I could.
Oh, then you're going to try them with me. I thought I was doing this on my own, which is even better now that I have someone else to take the fall for me.
See, what's happened here is, folks, I've worked myself into a shoot with this. So basically, I mocked him enough about the Beaver Nuggets that now I am forced to try Beaver Nuggets myself, which was never really part of the plan. But I feel as though, since I was a part of it, I have to. One of my biggest failings in life,
you haven't been alive that long.
No, I mean, like, as far as personality and the way I am wise, I am a very picky eater. So I am going to be forced to try something different for the first time on radio.
Now, I don't want to talk about the obvious, but...
Yes, I am still a five-year-old when it comes to food.
Okay, all right. Picky eater, huh?
Yes.
How picky?
Very.
Okay, me too. Well, I don't like fish.
I don't eat fish either.
I don't eat things off the bone. It's just gross.
I'm the same way, actually. See, it's not that weird.
It's not weird, although everybody says it's weird.
It's not. I don't want to bite into a bone when I think I'm biting into a chicken.
When I was little, I bit into like a boneless wing, or not boneless wing, that wouldn't have made sense. Bit into a wing.
That would have been your finger then.
Yeah, it would have been my finger. That's the bone I chomped on as my finger. No, I chomped down and the bone broke in my mouth, and I will never be able to forget that feeling. And it grossed me out more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't handle it. Whew. Someone stage an intervention. Don't eat them. I don't know. We're going to have to eat them. I've already talked about it so many times. I've ordered them. I've paid the $20 to have them sent to me.
Two bags, not one.
Yeah, the other bag's at home. I'm going to keep it for Sam if he wants it or for the studio. But it took me like 9 days to get these things. We'll do that around 6:35. Yes. After that, after 6:35, at 7, Sammy Lev's going to go live from Peoria, Arizona, inside San Diego Baseball with Sam Levitt. He'll be bringing you everything that happened today at spring training. Here are some of the highlights, and then we will get into them as we go along. But Padres manager Mike Schill, this is a tweet from Sammy Leff, says the team will lengthen out Steven Kolek. It appears Kolek will be amongst the candidates for a spot in the team's starting rotation. Now, last year, Steven Kolek, he was a Rule 5 guy, so when he struggled, I remember people calling for him to be DFA'd or at least sent down to AAA, but he couldn't, or else he would have to be sent back to his team, which I believe was
Seattle.
There we go. I was going to say the Marlins, so I'm glad I didn't say it. But Steven Kolek last year, he had an up and down year, and that's something that I do expect from Steven Kolek. He wasn't an experienced major league pitcher, but something that I said on Gwen and Chris that still holds true for me is that at certain points last year, he was electric in the reliever role. In June, he had 9 appearances. He only gave up 2 earned runs or 1 earned run in those 9 appearances. And then, you know, in May, he struggled with an 11.70 ERA. But if you go back to April, with 12 appearances for him, he only gave up 2 earned runs and his ERA was 1.38. Now, do I think that he is going to come in and be a lockdown starter? I don't think he's going to be a lockdown starter, but I don't mind this. I think these are some of the things that are going to have to be a little creative. I know I never thought about Steven Kolek becoming a starter, and these are the things that they have access to inside of the building. They know these things. They know that he can be a starter. We can just only guess if he's going to be a starter. But that was one of the big pieces of news that I saw first, and it was that Steven Kolek was going to try to get one of those spots in the rotation. Also, we heard from Matt Waldron last hour, and Matt Waldron is 100% going to be up for this rotation as well. And Matt Waldron, as I said maybe an hour ago, he bailed the Padres out of some pretty tough spots last year. When Yu Darvish had to leave the team due to the family circumstances, Matt Waldron stepped right up. He stepped in, and he was good for them. I think that Matt Waldron, as I said, if you're just joining me, we talked about this just a little bit ago, but I think that Matt Waldron is going to get better, and if he can maybe find a way to use his secondary pitches better, I think that he's going to be able to find himself out of situations that he couldn't last year. When his knuckleball was not working last year, his secondary pitches weren't good enough for him to lock down a lineup. And I think that he knows that, and I think that the Padres know that, and I think that he probably spent some time developing his second pitch or secondary pitches. But Matt Waldron and Steven Kolek, two guys that I think I don't know if they're going. Matt Waldron probably going to be a rotation guy on opening day, unless someone comes out of nowhere and just impresses the Padres to the point where they can't put Matt Waldron into the rotation. But I do believe he's going to start the year in the rotation. And I do believe that Randy Vasquez is going to start the year in the rotation for the Padres. He's always kind of, when people talk about him, they kind of go, Randy Vasquez, like, who cares? I don't feel that way. Last year, when he started, I was actually looking forward to Randy Vasquez starts. He wasn't going to go out there and just be a Dylan Cease or be a Michael King, but he did go out there and he did eat a lot of innings. And I looked this up. In 11 out of his 20 appearances last year, Randy Vasquez gave up 2 earned runs or less in those appearances. He had some games where it got away from him, but all pitchers do. I think Randy Vasquez could be a key component to this rotation if he can just get a little, you know, get better from the certain pitches that he, you know, put him in bad spots last year, and he ended up giving up a bunch of runs. I remember specifically Phillies. I think he gave up like 6 or 7 runs. Pitchers are going to do that, but I like Randy Vasquez.
Yeah, there are a couple of guys that really have a decent shot. Now, Vasquez did start off last year all that great. Did close out the year very, very well when he got his opportunities to pitch. Waldron, after a great year, it seemed as though hitters figured him out a little bit.
He kind of hit a wall. Wall,
yeah, which is anyway, moving on, which is kind of to be expected for a guy who said, I believe he said he's never thrown that many innings in a season before. And, I mean, as far as Stephen Kolek goes, I don't know how well the stretching him out would go.
Yeah.
I would think they would have done it with Brito first, because when he came over from the Yankees in the Soto trade, he was a starter. They didn't have a place in the rotation for him. They sent him down to stretch him out at the end of last year. I would have figured they would have done it with Brito, unless he feels more comfortable out of the bullpen.
You know, I thought a lot about Johnny Brito, and I don't know that they're ready to put him into the rotation, or at least put him into a spot where he's maybe pitching.
But they were ready last year?
Well, I think they didn't know what they had. How old's Johnny Brito? He's younger than...
He's young. He's not an old guy. He's a prospect.
I think he might be younger than... who are we talking? Sorry.
Randy Vasquez.
Yes. No, he's older. He's 26. Okay. But he... Johnny Brito. He throws heat. I like him in the bullpen. Yeah. I like him coming in. Maybe they can get him into being a 7th inning pitcher, an 8th inning pitcher, if all things go right. You know, he throws hard. He just cannot control where it goes, which is a big, huge deal for a pitcher.
Yeah, that's like half of it. It's can you throw, and then can you throw accurately?
You know, prolific. Yes, prolific on the chat is saying Randy Vasquez's 4-7 season record. If you look at it, aside from that, 8 out of the 9 no decision games were wins, meaning that he pitched well enough to put him in a spot. His offense just wasn't there for him
His record was not indicative of how well he pitched most days. He got most of that losing record when he first came up, the first couple times he came up.
Yes, and those can kind of be thrown away. If you throw away the worst starts and the best starts, you're coming out to a pretty...
Yeah.
Good,
solid
starter. What the heck? The lights just went off in here, and Frank went completely in the dark. I have never seen the lights go. I'm sitting right here waving my hands, and the sensor usually picks me up. Last week, Frank, I got caught. Or was it? Yeah, it was last week. I got caught in the elevator, and it shut down on me. Have you ever had that elevator outside here?
No,
shut down on you?
Fortunately not. Fortunately not, and unfortunately, I'm not here often enough for it to shut down.
You don't want
me.
It to. I'm still scarred from it. I was scarred from it years ago, because before we got our new security card system, I was in there for 20 minutes one time. This time I was doing it in the middle of the show, and I was like, did I leave my car window cracked and it's raining? I got to run downstairs. I'm sitting in the elevator while it's like no lights on.
Nice.
In a commercial break. Literally no one here on like a Friday night.
Fun.
I panicked a little bit. I almost hit the emergency button. I didn't. It ended up working out for me. But
you know what never breaks down? Stairs.
Hold on. We have a move, I think.
Uh-oh.
Let me see. It's not a trade. It might be a signing. Okay. Jeff Passan, 1 minute ago. I think we just found out our rotation stuff, Frank.
Yeah, there you go.
Right-hander from Jeff Passan. Making sure the name right. Yep, right-hander Nick Pivetta and the San Diego Padres are in agreement on a 4-year, $55 million contract that includes a pair of opt-out pending physical, sources tell ESPN. Wow, that's big stuff. All right.
It's a lot of money, that feels like, for Nick Pivetta. Let me just...
Let's go to break.
Yeah.
I'm going to find... I'm going to get some bearings here. We'll talk about Nick Pivetta being a Padre, reportedly. when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, back here in the Odyssey Palace, 97.3 The Fan, Scraby Show. If you want to watch on YouTube, you can just search 97.3 The Fan. But we just spent the first segment, Frank and I, talking about Randy Vasquez and Matt Waldron. And then at the end of the segment, big news came down. The Padres have actually spent some money, everybody. The Padres, who I did not think this was going to happen. I really did not think that we were going to see a deal like this. But I also have to say, this is a very creative deal. And while I'm tap dancing around it, I accidentally closed my tweet that had it. So I'm going to go. Oh, here it is. I got it. So Jeff Passan says, right-hander Nick Pivetta, if you're just tuning in, right-hander Nick Pivetta and the San Diego Padres are in an agreement of a four-year, $55 million deal that includes a pair of opt-outs pending physical. So he did also tweet out the breakdown of the contract. And it's creative, and it helps them for this year. Nick Pivetta's deal with the Padres, this is from Jeff Passan again, has opt-outs after year two and year three. So keep that in mind. The deal's going to pay him a $3 million signing bonus and a $1 million salary in 2025. So in 2025, essentially he's getting $4 million, but it seems like $1 million of that is going to actually count against the CBT. The deal is going to pay him in 2026 $19 million. So in year two, year three is $14 million, and then in year four it's $18 million. But again, he has those opt outs after year two and year three. So he is, if I'm reading this correctly, he is guaranteed to be a Padre, outside of them trading him or something like that. He's guaranteed to be a Padre for two seasons, this coming season and 2026. And after 2026, he has a decision to either go back in free agency or accept what the Padres are going to pay him in 2027, which is $14 million, and then it goes back up. So this contract is structured for him to make money next year, make a tiny bit of money this year, and really, really help the team. Now, I'm excited about this, Frank. That is a steal. $55 million for four seasons. It sounds like a lot, but $13.75 million is the AAV. He's getting paid less than Dylan Cease. And in AAV land, $14 million, $13.75 million is a steal for a starting pitcher. He's 31 years old. Now, his numbers are the 4.76 career ERA in 1,029 innings. He started 178 games. His career WAR is 9.8. They're projecting him this year to have a 4.14 ERA, a 7-10 record, but projections are projections. Frank, I know that you immediately were kind of like, That's not a good deal. But now that you know the breakdown a little bit, what do you think?
Still not a good deal. I mean, it's a good deal for this year.
Yes.
But as far as the contract, I mean, the guy's never won 10 games. He has a career ERA of almost 4.8. You just paid $20 million effectively. I mean, if you want to even it out, you just paid $13 to $14 million over 4 years for a number three or number four starter. That's what you've done. That's a lot of money
he's
for
a
guy
four.
Like that.
He's got to be number four.
Yeah, most likely, especially when Musgrove comes back.
So now I've been saying for 3 months, once spring training starts, something's going to happen, and now it's happening.
Son of a gun. Wouldn't you know who won the pony?
Frank. I think this is a good deal. I really do. For this year.
For this year, absolutely. It's an amazing deal.
And who
deal
knows
for this
what's
year.
On their books next year? All they needed to do was get through this year.
Can look and see. It's
well, I know, but they can make some moves. They can renegotiate contracts, I guess. I don't know, trade some players, all that. We just spent the first segment talking about who's going to fill the 4 and 5 spot in the rotation. We found four. Now we got to know who's going to fill 5, which could be Waldron or Vasquez. But I get Frank out, Prolific says. Hey, you know what? Frank is reflecting the thoughts of other people out there.
It's not even reflecting the thoughts of other people. It's reality. Everything that I've said, whether it's been on air or off air to you guys, has ended up coming to be true in one way or another as far as this team goes. It's an outside perspective, somebody who doesn't have an emotional attachment to the team. That's a good perspective to hear, whether it's right or wrong, whether you agree with it or not. To have an outside perspective isn't bad. It's not a bad thing.
I need you to just coddle me until I can't be coddled anymore. Say all the right things so I don't know. Now, I get it, Frank. I do. When you look at these numbers, they don't pop out at you. Last year, 6-12. Now, how much are we going to actually put into wins and losses for pitchers? Because we said that Randy Vasquez's 4-7 wasn't reflective of his pitching. How many games did Nick Pivetta lose because the Red Sox gave up a bunch of runs after he was out of the game?
Well,
I guess he wouldn't take the L for that, but you know what I'm saying.
Nick Pivetta also looks like, as far as, well, 2 years ago, especially in 23, he got demoted. He got moved to the bullpen.
I think that...
In 38 appearances, only 16 starts. That's 23. That's not last year.
Yes, 23. Last year, you know, he's going to be 32 this season, which isn't ancient for a pitcher, and his best years have come since 2021, if you're looking at the WAR statistic, which I know how people feel about WAR. I mean, last year he started 26 games. 2022, he started 33. 2021, he started 30. I think that durability is probably a huge part of this thing, too. You can put him out there, and you don't have to worry about him getting injured. I'm not hating this. I think that this is a good deal for this year.
His ERA is over 4.5 in all of those years that you just
mentioned. Except for 2023, 4.04.
Yeah, also because he pitched 30 less innings because he went to the bullpen.
Well, Frank is trying hard to get me to
I'm
not
be
trying.
Anymore. I'm just
Frank's I'm, really, really trying
I'm
hard.
Just saying it's a lot of money. $19 million for a number four starter is a lot of money.
See, Pat says this in the chat, and this is what I said to you in the break, and I never got a chance to go check the averages, but $14 million is what the going rate for a number four is in today's baseball.
So you're going to pay him 19.
But you're only paying him four, or you're paying him
one. You're paying
one.
Him four, like I said. This year, it's a fantastic signing. For 2025, it is a fantastic signing. You cannot beat that. You get $1 million. Next year, I'm looking at salary next year. Your payroll salary for next year is $172 million already. $173 million already.
That's going to be like that for a long time.
I get that, but you just added $20 million to that. With this Nick Pivetta signing, where are your money moves for next year now?
Well, I'm not trying to shoot you down, Frank, but I can't be worried about next year when I'm just trying to figure out who's going to be the fifth starter this year.
Right, but now you're going to be stuck in the same boat next year, is what I'm saying.
Oh, Prolific has a good point. The Hosmer contract comes off the books next year. So they get that $14-15 million back.
That's, yeah, no, I know. That's not counting. That's total payroll. Mm-hmm. That's not including deferred contracts.
It's not a deferred contract. They're still paying him. He's still on the payroll this year.
No,
and that's why he's not
that.
Showing over there, because he's not on 2026 payroll. He's on 2025's payroll.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying is the $173 million, that's not including Hosmer.
Okay. I'm going to see when my brain gets all full of numbers, I can't figure it out. But what I will say is Frank brings up something that I think I should explore more tomorrow, but obviously we're going to keep talking about Nick Pivetta, and someone just came on the chat and said, why Nick Pivetta? I don't think there's many guys out there right now. Nick Pivetta has been one of the guys people have been talking about in free agency for a while. I get what you're saying, Frank. I do. And usually I'm right there with you. But in a year where I thought they were going to spend negative $10 million, they actually spent a little bit of money. And it tells me something
spent
about
one
Nick
million.
Pivetta.
They spent $1 million money.
It tells me something about Nick Pivetta that he's willing to take $1 million for this year and do it for the team, because they're not signing him if he's making 15 mil this year.
Because he's getting 20 million next year.
Isaac says we could have used that money towards Profar.
I'm not, again, that's one year of Jurickson Profar's career over a 10-year career. You can't bank on Profar doing what he did last year again.
Nate says AJ landed a scratcher in the 7-Eleven parking lot. I agree, because we've been talking about Jeff Sanders says that some of these guys are lottery tickets, and you're just hoping that they pay off, and this could be it. I think this is a good move. I really do. I'm not worried about next year. Next year is next year. They may have to make some moves, though. Like, what if they made some moves to dump some salary? Because I know that they don't want to pay that collective bargaining tax. And I don't know what this puts them at, but I don't think $1 million puts them over that.
Defer every contract that you sign. See if the baseball writers stay consistent. Just do an exploratory venture.
Exploratory venture. Okay, I will. Someone says, would that mean Suarez or Cease or Cronenworth being shipped out? This is a signing, so it's not like they traded.
Yeah,
anyone.
No. I think he's talking about next year as far as what would be going next year.
Oh. We can't worry about next year. I'm going to maintain that because this is for this year. He's going to cost the Padres $3 million in a signing bonus and $1 million in salary for this year.
For this year, it is a fantastic, wonderful, cannot beat it move. You can't beat it
Stop
for
right
this
there.
Year.
Stop right there.
And by the Stop way, right I'm there. Seeing I'm seeing in the chat, Dro, did we lose a first round pick? No, he was a free agent. He was an unrestricted free agent. There was nothing tied to him. So you keep the pick.
Someone said, Frank, worry about Soto catching the ball in right field.
Trust me, I have been. And I really don't care. Designated fielder coming soon.
Joe says, again, we want to hear from ownership on the direction of this franchise. I mean,
that's fair.
I think it's fair, too, to hear from ownership. I don't think it's going to happen because I don't think they could say anything publicly with the lawsuit going on. I will say that I forgot where I was going with that. Oh, I will say that them spending this money tells me that
it's a good
they're willing
sign.
To spend.
Yeah, it's a good sign for sure.
Because, again, I thought they were going to spend negative $10 million this year, but they're actually spending a little bit of money. Does this mean that Cease or King is traded now? Maybe. I don't know. You can't add a pitcher just to take away. Now, if it all of a sudden goes that Nick Pivetta is now the number three starter because they've traded Dylan Cease or Michael King, it gets a little bit harder to handle for me because he's a good number four starter.
But then again, as far as next year goes, then you're getting Musgrove back, so he drops back to number four. At least you hope
good
if
point.
You sign King, I would assume. It depends on who they trade. If they trade Cease, then you would hope they sign King. If they trade King, which I don't know why they would do, you would hope that they sign Cease and he would stay as the number four.
All right. What I'm going to do about this, we're not going to talk about next year anymore. Because I think
I'm a big picture talking guy. About, I'm sorry.
I know you're a big picture guy. I'm going to talk about the micro right now, not the macro. And the micro is
Beaver
this
nuggets.
Season and Beaver
oh.
Nuggets. But we will talk more about Nick Pivetta. I will try some Beaver Nuggets. But you tuned in on a really, really good night, everybody, because the Padres have reportedly, I guess it's more than reportedly, have signed Nick Pivetta to a 4-year, $55 million contract to be a starting pitcher for the team this year. So Sammy Lev is out there in Arizona right now, in Peoria. He's probably running around in circles like Sammy Lev does best. And he'll update you on everything at 7 p.m. But like I said, when we get back, Beaver Nuggets. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, stick with me. And we'll talk more about Nick Pivetta when we get back here on 97.3.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The fan. All right. Lots happening here in the Odyssey Palace. 97.3 The Fan, The Scraby Show, Frank Marchese here with me. We battled it out in the break. No, I'm just kidding. Adam, our boss, called us, and we were going back and forth with him. Adam and I are loving this signing. We are. And here are some of the other things about this signing that I think are pretty nice for the Padres. His K percentage, which is how many times he strikes out batters overall, is 28.9%. So he strikes out 28.9% of the batters that he sees, which is 71st in baseball. He also only walks 6% of the batters he sees, which I believe Adam said was 88th percentile in baseball. So those two numbers are really good. A number I like to go look at, too, to kind of see what kind of pitcher he is, 10.6 Ks per nine last year. So if he played nine innings, he would strike out 10.6 people. I don't know how you do 0.6, but you know what I'm saying here. For this year, this is a really good move. And I think even for next year, you're not paying him anything over the first 2 years. And yes, Frank, he is a fourth starter. Yes, he only had four wins last year. Six wins last year. I shorted him. But his whip was 1.126, struck out 172 guys in 145 and two-thirds innings pitched.
I'm not saying that it's a bad signing. I don't know how many more times I need to say it and make it clear.
Pitchforks.
It was a good signing for this year. If he has another year like last year, where he's going 6-12 with an ERA of 4.14, are you going to say $20 million is worth it?
Yes. I will.
Okay.
And I will because I'm trying to go back to the Padres rotation from last year. We're all kind of doing this on the fly as we go through it. But I want to know where 4.14 would rank on a team for the season. So I got the Padres. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to pull up last year's stats real quick. And I hate how baseball. Okay, so Michael King had a 2.95. Dylan Cease had a 3.47. Joe Musgrove had a 3.88. Who else am I missing here? I'm looking.
It's Cease, King. I wouldn't even count Darvish and Musgrove.
Okay, so Cease and King, 3.47, 2.95.
Waldron?
Waldron was a 4.91. So he's got a better projected ERA than Matt Waldron, which we said.
Vasquez?
Vasquez has a higher ERA, too, 4.87, because the games that he did give up runs, he gave up lots of runs.
And look, I'm seeing it in the chat. Listen, a pessimist, killing the vibes. I'm sorry for killing your vibes. I don't know. Again,
don't you talk to the Scriveners like that.
It's a good signing for this year. But I will be willing to bet you anything that if this guy has a year like he has had in his career, looking over his career body of work, if he is at least 4 losses more than wins, you guys are going to be screaming that it's a bad contract. You're going to be signing. You want to trade him.
I don't doubt you, but I will take it as it comes because I'm excited about this. As a guy who really truly believed that Matt Waldron and Randy Vasquez are going to be 4 or 5. To see someone come in for $1 million this year and hit the 4 position, I'm fine with that. If they stink this year, they can trade him. He has a friendly contract for other teams out there. What is a going rate for a starting pitcher, as we've said? A number 4 pitcher? $15 million.
So you're paying $4 million more than that.
For next year, but you're paying
next year, yeah.
You're paying $11 million less for this year. So you're saving money in the long run. 2 years at like, so if he's getting paid 19 next year, he's getting paid 4, including the signing bonus. That's 23. So like $12 million over 2 years. I think that's a good thing. I think it is.
What a comment in the chat, by the way. Thank you, Blue Meanie, for this one. What happened to Lugo and the other guy?
What happened
you
to
mean
Lugo?
Michael Lugo's Wa- in, you mean Michael Wacha?
Yeah, Lugo's in. He's in Kansas City.
No, as far as like, well, look at what happened to those two after they worked with Ruben Niebla, because I'm seeing that as well.
I am, and I don't discount that. The pitching whisperer can work with anyone.
You're right, but not everyone can fix everyone.
I get that. I don't know what. Look at what happened to Lugo and the other guy really has to do with anything.
It's just, it was funny. Lugo and the other guy. You're trying to make a point.
Can't remember
the guy's name.
Well, the only guy that was worth remembering was Lugo. Because, I mean,
Waka was just as good.
He had a nice year, but he didn't have a Lugo year.
Oh, my gosh.
$11.5 million average for this year and next year is a good deal. Thank you.
They were similar.
I agree. Now we're not looking at. We're not looking at Matt Waldron, Randy Vasquez. We're looking at Nick Pivetta and Matt Waldron or Randy Vasquez. I'm thinking leader in the clubhouse probably is Matt Waldron, just because of what he is, what he did last year. But it's funny. So many people have so many different opinions on this signing. I don't know what Padres fans want. I know that most Padres fans are happy because they actually signed a guy.
You should be.
But I don't know what people want. Like, they're not going to bring in Corbin Burns or Gerrit Cole. It's not going to be any of these guys. At least Nick Pivetta has been a name that we have mentioned throughout the offseason.
And again, I want to make it clear. It's not, oh, you're a Met fan. Oh, you're a New Yorker. I'm just seeing it. And I'm seeing it go all through the chat. We don't have the Mets pocketbook. I'm not saying you have to go out and sign a Corbin Burns. I'm saying don't overpay for a guy just because you need a guy. That's what I'm saying. That's it. I'm being realistic. I'm sorry. I'm not going to pander and just say every signing is great. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to look at it. If I don't think it's good, if I don't like it, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, everybody out there listening, Frank is a Mets fan, but let that go for a second, because I know Frank, and Frank is not looking at this from the Mets view. He's wearing a Trash Pandas hat.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Rocket City Trash Pandas hat.
Which was a whole topic before we got this signing, which we were going to dive into, and I still have the Beaver Nuggets I'm going to try, everybody. I know 6:35, but we got this big news, so that's a little bit more important. Yeah. I think we've said all we could say about this, because there's nothing that's going to change at this point. Nick Pivetta is going to be a Padre for at least 2 years.
Right. And this year, again, for the upteenth time this year, it's a great move. It's fantastic. Could not have done any better. A-plus move for A.J. Preller for this year.
Stop. That's it. Sammy Lev is in Peoria, Arizona, and he is going to be taking this for 2 hours. So he has more information than I do. He has some thoughts and reactions from the people that are there in Peoria, because this just came down, you know, maybe 20 minutes ago or so. All right. I'm trying to read more comments. All right. It's time for the Beaver Nuggets. So this is the story behind...
You sure we can't yell about this a little bit longer?
No, I'm done with it. God. I'm done hearing about next year when we haven't even started this year. So the story is, somehow Buc-ee's got brought up. I think Frank brought it up.
Yes.
And it's a rest stop slash mall slash entertainment zone, super center. And someone said on the chat yesterday that they have like 100... they went to one with like 100 gas pumps, which is a lot, I guess. But while we were talking about this, Sam Levitt was in New York listening, and he goes, put me on. And so we put him on, and he's talking about how much he loves Buc-ee's. And so we got into the conversation, and it ended up being about the Beaver Nuggets. And so I had to order them, because I find the name Beaver Nuggets very gross. I find it gross. But we're going to go with this. And don't look at the chat, Frank.
I'm not looking at the chat.
It's pronounced Buc-ee's?
No, it's not. It's pronounced okay. Buc-ee's.
All right. Here, Frank. Grab a couple, but don't eat them yet.
No, I'm only grabbing one.
Okay, you can grab one.
Like I said, this is my biggest failing.
All right, so... I'm going to describe it. It's kind of like a Cheeto slash a corn pop.
It's like a cheese doodle.
And we're going to eat them right now. I don't think these are bad, but here we go. I like it. It tastes like a corn pop.
I was going to say it tastes like a waffle, really.
It does kind of taste like a waffle. You know what? I'm in. These are good.
Yeah, I'm not.
You want another one?
No, I don't want another one. But yeah, I mean, it tastes like a waffle. Like a waffle with syrup on it.
It's pretty good. I gotta say. I'm not hating these at all. Actually, they're very good. I like this. The waffle is a perfect explanation. If you've ever had... I'm sorry, I'm talking on the microphone with food in my mouth. But if you've ever had a... what is it? A Lay's potato chip that's waffle flavor? It's kind of like that. Sad Friar says, are they cheesy? No, they're not cheesy at all, actually. They're sweet.
No, it's like a hard waffle with syrup on it. With dried encrusted syrup on it.
Now, I don't exactly know what the puff is. It could be just fake something.
Most likely.
It's like caramel a little bit, too. All right. I got to stop eating these, because I will eat the whole bag. I love these things. I'm going to leave them here, though, because I will eat this if I go home. It's just going to be a bunch of Beaver Nuggets in my bed as I sleepwalk or something like that. Okay. People with the Beaver jokes in the
chat. Those are not jokes for the internet
to enjoy. They're actually kind of fun, you know. All right, one more. Now I'm done.
Wait, so hold on. You're gonna leave that bag here, is what you said?
Uh-huh.
What about the bag you already have at home?
I'm keeping that sealed.
Okay.
So I can give to Sammy Leff when I go out to spring training.
All right.
I'm going to keep it sealed.
That was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was honestly
Sam says Scravy is addicted. Everybody just saw my inner alcoholic come out like, ooh, oh, no. Beaver nuggets. Ah! I won't eat that one, though, because they're all stuck to my teeth now. But beaver nuggets are pretty good. Guzinator said, which I think is hilarious, Frank, where did it go? Gosh dang it. Where did it go? He basically said, oh, great snack for this year, but horrible next year. Good one,
yes.
Guzinator.
Yes.
Good one. And Blue Meanie, Frank wasn't coming at you. Don't be so sensitive.
No, it was.
I've met you, Blue Meanie.
Yes,
you're good.
No,
Frank,
I've seen you in the chat plenty enough. I know you're a good guy.
Yes, Frank was not coming at you. He just had a lot of people coming at him. So sometimes you start fighting on the way
sometimes
out.
Sometimes some people catch strays by accident. I apologize.
Yeah,
for that.
And that was you tonight, Blue Meanie. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. I think it's time. What time is it? Yeah, Daily Grape time.
What's annoying Scravy today? Let's find out. It's time for the Daily Gripe.
Someone asked when I'm going to spring training. March 16th, I believe, is when I'm going to spring training. So Sam's got like 6 weeks to hold out, 5 weeks to hold out before he gets his beef.
5 weeks of sanity until you end up in Peoria.
I know. All right. Let's... I don't know why my brain just stopped working there for a second. I was trying to think of which gripe I wanted to go with, but I'm going to go with this one because this whole Dallas Mavericks thing is insanity. Like, the people who are upset about it and the organization itself, everyone, I think, is in the wrong at this point.
Bringing a coffin outside the arena was
hilarious.
That was classic.
No, that's fine.
That was
I'm talking about
content
people
right there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good with that. They had a eulogy, everything. I actually did one of those for the Padres last year after they lost to the Rockies and got swept by the Rockies. But I'm fine with that. It's actually about the rich people because Adams, our boss, sent me a whole long conspiracy theory that makes complete sense as to why they got rid of Luka. The owners are the Sands Corporation. So they want to start a casino and build it along with the arena in Texas. Apparently they've lobbied to everyone to try to make this pass in the state. It hasn't passed. They have to keep waiting for it. So someone wrote out this whole thing basically saying, here's what she's done. The owners have done leading up to this point. They've done everything they can to get gambling to become legal in Texas, and now they can't. And so now they're going to send out Luka so that the team could be terrible and they can move them to Las Vegas because that's where they want to go.
They're going to pull a Chargers.
They're going to pull a Seattle Sonics.
An A's. They're going to pull, yeah. Okay.
So, here's the actual gripe. I am so tired of rich people using all of us to further their financial gain when they do not care about us whatsoever. This is a complete and total money grab for the Sands people. How much money do you actually need? You have enough money. If you have a private plane, you are good. I think you're okay. If you could comfortably afford a private jet, then I think you're okay. I am tired of organizations doing this. And I'm tired of organizations treating us people, little people, like we're there to pay them. And that's it. We should be lucky to pay them.
I'll go one further. I'm sick and tired of them doing it so obviously to everybody. And the league's just, oh, I don't know what's going on. They're not doing this on purpose.
You know what? You're right.
We've seen two teams in the last 15 years do the same thing, and the leagues just turn a blind eye to it.
I know. And you're right. They are becoming more bold, too. Like, they don't even care.
More and more obvious every time.
It's as obvious as the refs were on the Kansas City side in the Super Bowl until they had
until
to
there
it.
Was nothing they could
until
do.
Until they couldn't call anything. And so they couldn't control the game. All right. That is it for the Scravy Show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you to AJ Preller for giving us the Nick Pivetta news. Sammy Lev is going to join you from Peoria next, so stick around. He has everything that happened today and more on that Nick Pivetta move. So have a good night. I'll be back with you tomorrow with Chris, and I'll leave it to Frank.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.